It's time to hear from the voice of the Brewers.
Fly ball to deep right. It is back. Soto back. Out of here!
Jeff Levering is brought to you by the Neurospine Center of Wisconsin. Go where the pros go to fix all your back pain. Visit them today at neurospine.com.
Appreciate a little Huey Lewis in the News to bring me in today. Love that.
Thank you. And I love Huey Lewis in the News, so I'm all about it.
Jeff Levering on Chen, Gabe, and Chewy.
First of all, a moment for our guy Jeff Levering, who I have seen calling all these college football games this season as well. Jeff, I didn't realize that we were sharing this space. I didn't realize we were hanging in the college football space together. But very good job on the broadcast that I have seen with you calling those games.
I appreciate you. Thank you very much. Good to know that I'm actually off for the next couple of weeks while the Brewers are on this great magical run. I'm going to be with the Brewers until their run is done, and then I'll be back on the gridiron.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about the Brewers. Obviously, the Cubs-Padres wildcard series begins. Who should Brewers fans be rooting for in that series?
Well, do you want to play with your heartstrings, or do you want to play with, seriously, I've had this question a lot, right? And if you are rooting to play against the Cubs, then you are rooting for just agony at its best, right? But I do think that might be the easiest path to get through the division series. The Brewers have played the Cubs. They've played them tough. They know exactly what they're going to get with the Chicago Cubs. I think that the Brewers can beat the Cubs. I think the Brewers can beat anybody, which is great. But I think they have a better opportunity to beat the Chicago Cubs. Now, do you want to deal with Cubs fans? Do you want to deal with Wrigley Field? That's another, you know, bite at the apple that you want to try and get after, right? So I think that the better path is to go through the Cubs. The Brewers just saw the Padres. That is a really tough team. That is a really good bullpen that you have to deal with. Cross-country travel to San Diego. That's another part of it as well, as opposed to just cruising down I-94. But it's going to be an emotional roller coaster. It always is in the playoffs.
How do the Brewers approach these next couple days off? Are they practicing every day? Pitchers throwing? Do they get together and watch these series? What goes on in these next couple days?
So yesterday was off, and smartly just take the day, do whatever you need to do. I think Christian Yelich had Anna Pavlik cater dinner last night, you know, from egg and flour pasta bar. So, I mean, hey, that's awesome. Way to go.
You know, that's Chewy's so family. That was
my brother. My brother-in-law owns that. Yeah. Hope it was good.
Love it. It's so good. So, anyway, it's a great spot. So that's what Yelly did last night. They're going to do a workout today. There's going to be media availability today, early this afternoon. So they're going to work out the next few days. Pitchers are going to be throwing. I think they've got 8 or 9 guys from the Stay Ready camp that they're going to have available to take at bats against pitchers and play catch. And they're going to try and simulate game action as best they can. That's what you have to do over the next few days.
Yelly's been batting leadoff the last couple of games. Is he going to bat leadoff when we open this thing up on Saturday?
I think it's a great question. I think that the Brewers are in a really good place when he hits leadoff. They're in a really good place when he hits third. The question everybody has to ask, and what the front office and what Pat Murphy has to ask, is do you want him hitting in the leadoff spot when your 7, 8, 9 guys get on base? It's not necessarily leadoff a game. This is a situation to give you protection from the 8 and 9 spots in the order. If guys are on base, then you've got Yelly sitting there in the leadoff spot, and he could drive guys in. He could also pop a home run to start off a ball game too. So I think that it is a very smart thing. Plate discipline is a big part of it. His ability to get on base by drawing walks, not that Sal Frelick and Bryce Terrain can't do that either. But I think Christian has had such a long track record of doing it. I would not be shocked to see Yelly in the leadoff spot come Saturday.
Jeff Levering hanging out with us, and we got to let him go very shortly, but I did want to ask you, what do you think that the playoff rotation looks like for your Brewers?
It starts with Freddie Peralta and then goes to Quinn Priester, so you got games 1 and 2 right there. Game 3 is going to be a toss-up, right? I mean, you could do any number of things. I think this is a big week for Jose Quintana. He had a good simulated game a couple of days ago. That's an option. I think Chad Patrick is certainly an option. Don't forget about Tobias Myers. We know what he can do in the postseason. All you need is 3 starters. Because of the off days, You can go back to Freddy Peralta on normal rest for a potential game four if you need to, and then Quinn Priester after that. So get through Peralta, Priester, and then you figure it out for game three. I think, again, it's a big week for Quintana.
All right, we've got to talk about pitchers. What's McGill's role?
Trevor, I think if it's an opportunity for him to close the game, he gets that opportunity. I wouldn't be shocked to see him in a sixth inning or a seventh inning. It's the playoffs. You're going to pick out a pocket of an opportunity for him to have success, and Trevor McGill, he might get that in that opportunity. You got a number of guys that could potentially close out games for you in the playoffs.
Jeff, we will let you go. We know you got to get your kiddos to school. We appreciate you taking a little bit of time with us this morning, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You got it. Appreciate you guys. Hopefully we're talking about a series lead the next time we chat.
That would be fantastic. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jeff. Hey, Gabe, who do you want in this series?
Cubbies.
I don't care.
I do.
I don't.
Step on the throat.
When you're as good as the Brewers are, I'm taking all comers. Whoever it is, don't care. I'm not scared of either one of them. I'm not, I want this matchup. I think this is best. No, Brewers match up with anybody because they're that damn good.
Whoa. Who do you want?
Well, for travel purposes, the Cubs would be very convenient, wouldn't they, guys? You know, my husband's going to be covering the series either way. So is he traveling to San Diego or is he traveling to Chicago?
Well, yeah, but if he travels to San Diego with some of these off days built in, he might be packing the golf clubs. He might be rooting for San Diego.
So go Cubs, go. I think you're hearing me say here, Gabe. He was like, we'd have to leave on Tuesday. The game's on Wednesday. We'd be there on Thursday. I'd probably be back on Friday, maybe, if there's a flight that I can get from San Diego to. Oh, you don't think that there's flights from San Diego to Chicago, San Diego to Milwaukee?
It's tough this time. I mean, again, airlines are cutting down flights all the time, Jen.
Yeah. Speaking of, you know, he obviously went to the Wisconsin game at Tuscaloosa a few weeks back. It did not end well for Wisconsin. But he keeps bragging about how there was a direct Milwaukee to Birmingham flight.
Ooh,
Southwest
really?
Had a direct. I think it was Southwest.
Just United. For the game, or?
Yes, just for the game, because guess who has to go to Tuscaloosa this weekend? Your girl.
And there's no direct flight?
100%. They got rid of that flight.
That's a shame.
Well, they just know Wisconsin fans travel well, saw an opportunity, and jumped on.
Keeps bragging about it. He was like, it was so convenient. Just got on at Mitchell, got out at Birmingham, made the drive to Tuscaloosa, and I'm like, shut up, because I got to go through Atlanta. Atlanta to Birmingham, and then the hour drive to Tuscaloosa this weekend.
Sounds like fun.
Liar.
I finally get to watch football. I'm so excited. And baseball. Sports,
you know,
in general.
I actually think him being overseas for that two-week stretch made him appreciate his opportunity a little bit more. We might get a little more viewership out of our guy.
If you text me during the Guardians-Tigers game today, then I know you truly missed it.
Do we have Maction tonight or no?
I haven't the faintest of ideas.
I don't think Maction starts until after the baseball playoffs. It starts in November. Yeah. Like Tuesday night Maction games. Kind of filling that
gap. I mean, I was up at 4 this morning, but I was watching Broncos, whoever the Broncos were
Broncos
playing.
Broncos-Bengals replay?
Oh, this is so good. Oh. I don't have to watch cheese being made in Germany.
Should we be excited to watch Jake Browning play quarterback?
Liechtenstein!
I'm guessing that if you wanted to watch cheese being made here in Wisconsin, there's a channel for that around here. If you're buying or building a new home, Great Midwest Bank will help guide you every step of the way. My family and I have been looking for a second home. We know that Great Midwest Bank will take care of us, giving us the best options. If you're ready for your next big life decision, get fast and flexible mortgage pre-approval straight from Great Midwest Bank's experienced and, most importantly, local loan officers. From start to finish, you can bank with confidence. Great Midwest Bank is your simply local equal housing lender. You can see all of their customizable products at greatmidwestbank.com, greatmidwestbank.com.